You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Think about this. I'm sure you guys have been seeing a lot of these lists and stuff that have been coming out from The Ringer and ESPN.com and all these different things. Jokic is number one on every single list now. Mm-hmm. When the year started, did you guys foresee that, Jack? Like, seriously, did you foresee that the national media, of course, you still got your detractors and all these different guys who are still out there, your Chris Mannixes and all these different guys who don't actually know anything about sports. They just believe so. Did you think that at some point you would see Jokic like nationally number one on the best player list?
Well, of course not. And I think it's kind of just, you know, all because of the fact that he's not very marketable. Right. And as much as we would want him to be, and as much as he is in the city of Denver nationally, since he doesn't talk too much, he doesn't do the fun ads, he doesn't, you know, talk smack, you know, like he's just, since he's so to himself, for the national media, that's to a fault, which for, you know, more introverted people, they're like, I love a guy like him. Yeah. But I just think that it's one of those things where it is really cool to see. I do kind of miss having that, you know, being the edgy kid who likes the stuff no one likes, you know, with like liking Jokic, liking the Nuggets. So that's kind of how I felt, which is kind of a bummer in that way. But at the same time, I mean, how can you complain about national attention to someone who deserves it more than literally anybody else at this point? And so it's great to see, but it's definitely not a shock. I think that it was definitely, I mean, especially when you guys got guys like Steph Curry, who's revitalized a whole youth generation of shooting.
Dude,
like,
tell me about,
you know what
it.
I mean?
My
like
goodness.
when you got those guys still performing at high, you know, high basketball, I think it's hard to put Jokic at number one for that, like, attention or like the news media attention. Right. So not surprised, but happy to see it.
Very cool. Keaton, same thing, man.
It happened fast, you guys. Like, it was obviously, you know, you win a championship, you're put in a different class, right? You just are. It just comes with the territory. And I honestly think in years past, that was what it was, right? Like, he won his MVP and then won back-to-back MVPs. And when he won back-to-back MVPs, that's when they were just like, okay, wait, we need this guy to – go to the finals or win a championship. Those were the two things that everyone was talking about, or not everyone, but a good amount of people. Right. And then they look at his postseason, the way he did it this year, and he did everything so amazing. And so now they're trying to save face a lot. You know what I mean? That's what I think. That's when I watch these guys who took their turn taking shots at Jokic the whole entire year, last year, year before, they're trying to save face. They're trying to find a way to be right, you know, and that's how I take it. You know what I mean? It's victory lap season for me and for all of us. You know, we can go back through Twitter and find all these horrible takes that they had on the Nuggets and Jokic and whoever it is, Jamal Murray, whatever. And it's just victory lap season. And now they're just trying to save face. That's how I see it. Kendrick Perkins, Nick Wright is the ultimate save face guy right now. I've never seen someone do a turnaround like him. So it's nice to see. It's absolutely nice to see, but I also find it funny because they just want to be right.
Yeah, no, it's pretty funny, like you said. I mean, the spin right now, especially from Nick Wright, it's, oh my goodness, man, it's pretty insane to watch, because he has, like, you know, the show on FS1, but then he has, like, his own, like, side show and podcast and all these things, and he constantly talks about Jokic now, but then he constantly talks about it to say, like, I wasn't necessarily wrong about him. It was just that I just wanted to see him prove it to me first. And hello, that's still being wrong, because you pretty much said that he wasn't as good as everybody else. But us as Nuggets fans, we were saying this for months. We were saying, hey, listen, use your eyes. We can see how good this guy really is. So it just, you know, I guess some of the people really needed to see Jokic. And we talked about it, you know, months ago. We talked about what it would take for Jokic to finally get that respect. And we are in that time right now where, you know, like I said, it's now the majority. And Jack, I feel the same way, man. It did feel different when, you know, you're one of those fans where it's like, you know what's happening for real.
Yeah.
But then all these people are still telling you, like, you're delusional. The Nuggets could never win. Jokic is not that good. Yeah. And we're telling people, like, hey, listen, we see what we see right now. When it really happens, y'all gonna be sorry. And then all of a sudden, when it happens now, it's just like, I mean, it feels good. Don't get me wrong. It feels good. But then now all of a sudden, like, I'm telling you guys, I was playing 2K the other day. Now I'm seeing all these Nuggets people walking around with Jokic jerseys on, yes, and all these 2K lobbies, and they're hitting shots. And then you're seeing this Nuggets logo pop up in the air. It's like this new thing with the jump shots. And it's like, man, like, now, like, I feel, because now we're in the world, we got the bandwagon fans now. Yeah. You got the ones who would have thought that the Nuggets would have bandwagon fans. See? That is insane.
That's how I felt about the Broncos. Doubt.